is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. For some, the Memorial Day weekend was a washout. For others, it was a watch for dangerous storms and tornadoes. ABC's Danny Beckstrom.
Tornado watches in effect in central Texas. Severe thunderstorm watches from New Mexico and West Texas to Mississippi and Alabama, while flooding remains a big concern in the entire region. These strong storms track east into the overnight hours, impacting Austin and Dallas by 9 p.m. local time, with damaging wind, very large hail, and a few tornadoes possible throughout the lower Mississippi Valley into early Tuesday.
Campgrounds and a horse ranch were evacuated today as wildfires swept through a Civil War-era historical site in southern New Mexico. Authorities say ground crews, air tankers, and helicopters helped contain the blaze that damaged several buildings at the Fort Stanton historical site. The wildfire scorched more than a half square mile at the site and surrounding conservation lands managed by the Federal Bureau of Land Management. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Lawmakers at the Capitol hear testimony on a bill to provide veterans benefits for those who served in Laos in support of U.S. during the Vietnam War. Department of Veterans Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoy says the bill would make it so the department could more readily and easily work with this group of veterans who served alongside U.S. forces. Many Hmong Lao soldiers and their families were forced to flee their homes after the Vietnam War and resettle throughout the U.S., including in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's two largest counties face budget shortfalls next year. Wisconsin Act 12 gave Milwaukee County authority for a new 0.4% sales tax implemented last year, which provided a brief surplus. Now faced with a $46.7 million budget deficit for 2026, the county is planning major spending cuts for the first time in years. That's likely to include cutting raises for county employees and across-the-board departmental spending cuts. In Dane County, a projected $31 million budget deficit for next year has County Executive Melissa Agard asking departments to submit budgets with a 4% base reduction and to refrain from requesting new staff positions or major capital projects. A motorcyclist was injured Saturday afternoon. At approximately 12:05, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a motorcycle accident at the intersection of County Road Double D and County Road W in the township of Waldwick. Mineral Point EMS, the Mineral Point Fire Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. The driver was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. The driver's name has not been released. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A big win at home for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers held on to a 3-2 win over the Boston Red Sox. Things got started early. Jackson Churio in the leadoff spot, bottom of the first. And the first pitch to him on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive! Deep left center! And welcome to Memorial Day!
Churio's first ever career leadoff home run and the first this season for the crew. Did that set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
And D.L. Hall making his first appearance since coming off the IL. Closer Trevor McGill on getting the win before a sold-out crowd of over 40,000.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that today. Thank you for the fans for coming out today.
That's the Brewers' Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the upper 40s. Cloudy tomorrow with a few showers, even some thunder, high upper 60s. Better shower chance Wednesday, highs to the mid 60s. Heat returns to the area for the rest of the upcoming week. It's 69 degrees right now.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is Peach Wabba. Hope you're having a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back live to light it up on Tuesday night. In the meantime, enjoy this best of show and have a great night.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Peach Wabba.
Welcome back. I was laughing so hard because last week we had a guest on the show. Do you remember this guy, Conrad? His name was Miles Kristen, and he was supposed to talk about a film festival.
Yeah.
And we booked him, but he had a conflict, and he manages a supper club, and he says, I can only stay for a minute. Because I'm managing a supper club. And the whole time I'm talking to him, I'm just thinking about all these people dining and dashing or helping themselves to booze while he's on with me talking about the Stoughton Film Festival. Beautiful stuff. Love the dine and dash. Welcome back to the show, folks. My name is Pete Schwabba. Mike Siegel is here as my guest. Kelly Peterson joins me here in studio at 7:20 to talk about her film, her documentary about the Ukraine and many other things. Kelly's dad was a famous, grandfather was ran a very big production company and was responsible for many sitcoms in the 1960s. So we'll do that. We'll read your text. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite teen movie? And that's what Mike and I are talking about right now. Mike Siegel is the host of the Travel Tales podcast and a very funny comedian and TV host as well. So two for five.
You were about 2 for 5, I think.
Ooh, that's not good. All right.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Fast Times at Ridgemont High, an iconic, awesome comedy, maybe the teen comedy of teen comedies. And I have some questions here for Mike. So let's get to those right now. Conrad, you got the thing ready? Our little bell and whistle, literally. Mike, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Mike Siegel, host of the Travel Tales podcast. World traveler, comedian, stumped me. I have to give it back to you. But you're a guest, so I was gonna like kind of go easy on you. But I wrote a couple questions during the break that might give you pause. So we'll see. All right.
Okay.
What excuse did Spicoli give Mr. Hand as to why he was late for class?
There was a crazy line at the food machines or something, right? There was an insane line at the food machines.
That was like the add-on, but his first line.
Just couldn't get there on time. Just couldn't make it.
I will accept that. Just couldn't make it on time, mister.
Just couldn't make it.
So great. All right. Mike is, well, we'll say 1 for 1. Number two, this is kind of a rhetorical question. Where the hell were the parents during this whole movie? Mike?
You have to ask me that again, Pete. Sorry.
Did I cut out?
Yeah, I think it's me. Sorry about that.
I said, where the hell were the parents throughout this whole movie? I don't think you see one parent like... All right.
Now she's Piccoli's little brother. That's it.
Oh, that's right. Curtis.
Yeah.
I only hear you if you knock, Curtis.
If you knock, that's better. Entree.
Entree. All right. Mike is 2 for 2. Number three, what does Judge Reinhold say when Phoebe Cates walks in on him in the bathroom? Remember, we're on the radio. You don't have to say the F-bomb part. Okay.
Okay. Doesn't anyone effing
bleeping knock anymore? Mike is 3 for 3. He's destroying this quiz.
What was the second one?
Where are the parents? I gave you that one. That was a freebie. I appreciate your time. So I like to make guests look good. So, all right. We've got three more here. What famous actors were played Sean Penn's fellow stoners and buddies?
Oh, that would be Eric Stoltz and Anthony Edwards.
Yes, very impressive.
Yeah,
that's a good one. See, I thought maybe Eric Stoltz always comes to mind, but I always forget about Anthony Edwards. That was very well done.
Yeah, it's confusing because he has hair. That's why he has long hair.
And he's not in surgery, pretend surgery. Right. All right, number five. What band did Spicoli hire with his reward money for saving Brooke Shields from drowning to play his birthday party?
Oh, is that in the credits?
Yes.
I think he... I almost said the Stones because he said that in the dream sequence.
Oh, yeah.
In the interview, but I think it's Van Halen.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because they asked him, what's he going to do with the prize money? I'm going to go to London and jam with the Stones.
But I love when he says to the Stu, the interviewer, the surfing contest, he says, hey, where'd you get this jacket? Stu just blows him off and goes, oh, the network gave it to me. Jeff. So great.
He's great in that. It's like, and he goes, oh, those guys are F's. And it's and Stu just goes, ha ha, fantastic. All right.
All right. Number five. What did Mark Ratner purchase just to talk to a girl? And remember, he gets teased about this by Damone.
He had a crush on a girl at the photo mat, so he bought $10,000 worth of film or some crazy $100 worth of film, and he didn't even have a camera.
He bought $40 worth of film, Rat. You don't even own a camera. That's correct. All right, Mike is 6 for 6. One more question here for you, Mike. What kind of car did Jefferson have that was totaled by Spicoli and Jefferson's younger brother? And bonus point if you can name the year.
It was Trans Am. I know
Close.
It's not a Firebird? It's not a
Trans Am? It's like the twin brother.
Or is it a Camaro?
Yes.
Okay, it's Camaro.
And a bonus point if you can guess the year.
A year? I don't know. It was new. I mean, the movie came out in 82, so maybe it was an 81, 82?
Well, we'll give you that one. It was a 79 Camaro. That's fantastic.
Sweet ride, pal.
So you
sweet
did, ride.
You can't fix this car, Spicoli. My old man's got an ultimate set of tools. I can fix it. Pete, I had one bonus question for you.
Oh, yeah.
This is super hard.
Lay it on me.
You have to, if you can remember Damone's 5-point plan of talking to women.
First thing you do, wherever you are.
I had to write these down.
Wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great?
Yeah, that's number three. That's number three.
Compliment her?
Isn't this great?
Is it compliment her?
No.
All right, here, I'll give you the ones I remember. Play Kashmir, Led Zeppelin. Some Zeppelin, too.
You're half right there.
Yeah.
Comes to making out side one of Led Zeppelin 4. And then they cut to the scene when all the Zepp heads all complain because they're playing Kashmir in the car, which is not on Led Zeppelin 4. Right. So.
There all right, so it's that one. It's wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great?
Yeah, it's two of them.
And then something about order for her. The lady will have a Coke. I will have a Coke as well. Something like that.
I had to write it down. It's a great lady will have the linguine with white clam sauce and Coke with milk. And I'll have the same.
And what's the other one?
The number one is the first one is never let on how much you like a girl. It's like, oh, hi, Debbie. And he's talking about the cardboard cutout of Debbie Harry there. Oh, hi, Debbie.
Right.
That's one. And two is always call the shots. Kiss me. You won't regret it.
You won't regret it. Yes. Oh, I should have got that one. That one's great. Mike Siegel is here, folks. He is the host of the Travel Tales podcast and a very funny comedian and TV host and kind of does it all, Mike. You also do rewiring, don't you? Or you do nails or something. You got all kinds
rewiring.
Of
rewiring. Yeah. Got all I kinds do HVAC, of, you know, anything you need, Pete.
Where can people see? I know you still do stand-up sporadically, but go to funnymike.com for more information. But where can people see you live anywhere?
If I'm in town, I'm mostly doing the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach here.
Great club.
In L.A., outside of L.A. And, it's mostly a lot of ships these days. So
how's that
other
going?
Than little local things, like some private events, some one-off things. It's mostly a lot of cruises these days, and the Alaska season's about to start.
Wow. Are you on one of those huge cruises where it's like they have a water park on a ship?
I haven't done any of those mega ships, those 6,000 passenger ones. I wouldn't mind doing it once, only because they have a dedicated comedy club in those where you work with other comics. And usually I'm the only guy on the ship most of the time. So it'd be fun to work with other comics.
You know what would also be fun?
What's that?
Just all day, just do cannonballs into the pool or off the water slide. Isn't that the comedian? So what have you seen, Mike? What are you watching? Have you seen any movies or are you binge watching anything?
Oh, what did we just watch? I wouldn't give it a rave really, but I just watched the all 10 episodes of that Nathan Lane sitcom.
Nathan Lane.
Mid-Century Modern. It's on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
And it's from the guys who did Will and Grace.
Oh.
And of course, Nathan Lane is great in it, but does it hold up as a whole? I don't know. We kind of watched it because a friend of my girlfriend's is one of the cameramen on it, and she knows a lot of people behind the scenes. So we got to check this out. And you ever watch something that's like after a couple episodes, you may not be digging it, but we got to stick it out.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have dinner with this guy. We should be able to ask some questions.
I have done that many times. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good one. What about the movies? Have you seen anything?
I have not. Oh, I watched on the plane the new, the Bob Dylan one. Yeah.
Complete Unknown.
I enjoyed it.
I did too. Yeah. I thought it was great. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times those rock biographies can be little hit or miss. And also sometimes it could be just total, this is just a behind the music episode.
Right.
You know, and just kind of like, but this one I liked, and I thought the lead kid, that Timothy Chalamet, was great.
Yeah, he did a really great job.
I
like those movies better when they're about a certain time period. It's not like, here's Bob Dylan as a baby. Nobody cares.
Right, you try to cover the whole career, right. I mean, you're talking 60-year career there.
No, I like that a lot too. I recommend to you, Mike, see Sinners if you get a chance. I really like that. I thought it was great.
I'm hearing good things.
Any other famous or great teen comedies you want to throw out there before we let you go? Something you could recommend.
Teen comedies. Well, again, we're in the same era of you and I, but I can always quote 16 Candles.
Yeah.
It really rocked my world when it was there.
Absolutely.
That one I loved. And a lot of it is not, I guess, PC anymore.
Radio but, friendly. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. For sure.
Some things just don't age as well, but...
We're thinking of a particular character from the Far East who is very funny and wore a red plaid suit and some of the funniest stuff. And you can't say it anymore, and that's fine. But, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Anthony Michael Hall in that movie is hysterical.
He's great.
It's absolutely hysterical.
Great movie. Mike, thank you so much, buddy. This is always fun.
Yeah, I had a blast.
Tell your significant other, I won't use her full name, but Piper.
Okay.
She always comes up as a Facebook friend suggestion. And I don't do that with women because I don't want women to get the wrong idea. Because just out of habit, I always ask them out right after I make a friend request. And I don't want to embarrass myself like that. So, but
Pete, I'd like you to keep your distance.
Okay, we'll do that. Buddy. All right, Michael, thanks you so much, buddy. Check out the Travel Tales podcast and go to funnymike.com. All great stuff. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Pete.
You got it. That's Mike Siegel, folks. On the stream, I got to catch up here. Dave says History of the World Part One. That's just a great comedy. I don't know if it's a great teen comedy or not, but it's a great comedy. Well done, Dave. Dave also says any Cheech and Chong movie. Corsican brought the great stuff. All right, we're coming right back. Great to have you with me on this Monday night on the Civic Media Radio Network. I just wanna dance the night away.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is Peach Wabba. Hope you're having a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back live to light it up on Tuesday night. In the meantime, enjoy this best of show and have a great night.
Get up home. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue, think it just love you.
Welcome back. Our question tonight is, what is your least favorite Christmas carol? What is the song that just completely takes you out of the season and spirit? To me, it's Need a Little Christmas. Conrad, I think, secretly likes The Dogs Barking. But we're reading your text, so let us know what you think, folks, on the stream or on the app or on the old-fashioned text line. All are fine. Jimmy Pardo is here. He is the host of the Never Not Funny podcast. You have to check it out if you haven't. It's fantastic week to week. Jim, that was really impressive. You love popcorn. Even if you love have it. A full stomach, you're still getting popcorn. My wife is like that. It's just, it's like a sense reaction or something when you go to the movies, right?
Yes. I feel like an emptiness, like a void if I don't order popcorn or like if I am having dental work and I have to get nachos or a pretzel instead, it just doesn't feel right.
Interesting. Wow. That's fantastic. Popcorn. All right. So that reason alone, Conrad, I think we're ready. We're going to make the popcorn pick of the week. We're going to hear Jimmy's pick. And he has good taste in movies for the most part, except for Oscar. So we're going to go with this. Drum roll, please. Jimmy Pardo, host of the Never Not Funny podcast. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
The Order.
I have not seen... Jim, I have... All right, I'm geeking out here. I went to a wedding in Chicago last week. It's not at my hometown theater. I went to this wedding in Chicago. There's a 20-screen multiplex across from my hotel. I missed it twice. I am desperate to see that movie, and you're saying it's as good as I am imagining it.
I enjoyed my son, the aforementioned Oliver. He and I went to see it just last night, Pete.
Wow.
And it was great. Jude Law was terrific, and that Nicholas Hoult, is that how you say his name?
I think so, yeah.
A very tall, handsome, beautiful man. Terrific actor. It's really, really good. It's, it's got, that culty weirdness that I like in a movie. It's got, a little cat and mouse.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really
good. That's fantastic. That's a great pick. I'm excited to see it. It's reviewing well. Audiences like it. Jude Law's great. I like Jude Law, and I like a good heist film. And
it's a good heist film. Yeah. It's my actual review of it as Oliver and I were walking to the car was, hey, I'm gonna call this movie very, very good. I don't know if it crosses over to great, but I'm giving it very, very good. I can be talked into great.
I'll take very, very good any day of the week. I still want to see it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a talkie.
It's a. Do you have a favorite snack when you're binge watching TV, Jim? Do you still go popcorn, or in the privacy of your own home, do you change things up?
Boy, I still might go microwave popcorn.
Nice.
You know, if I'm watching a movie at home. Yeah, that's my go-to snack. God, oh, I love popcorn. I just love it. And my gut will let you know that too. It's
kind of a good snack. It's kind of healthy in some ways.
They call it nature's broom, don't they, Pete? Yeah.
I hadn't heard that in a while, but yes.
I heard that once years ago, and it stuck with me.
I'm going to remind you of a story. And this is
Taco Bell.
What's the Taco Bell story?
Oh, you made fun of me. Some jerk told me once, if you after a show at night at midnight, make sure you eat Taco Bell because it goes right through you. You won't gain weight. And so I believed it. I'm eating burritos at 3 in the morning.
I said, I'm watching what I eat. And you said, no, it's Taco Bell. It goes right through you.
I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking.
You doubled down. Yeah. Like, that's not what I was going to say. All right, here's the story. There was a girl, I'm not going to use her real name. She was a comedian, not that great, but she was kind of down on her luck. We were all hanging out after a show. Let's say her name was Penny. Okay. And she was saying, I just get the feeling I'm really starting to doubt if I'm at all funny. And before she got the word funny out, you said, Penny. It was so Chevy Chase, and I had to walk away. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, I don't think she thought you were just being silly, but you kept her going for a while.
I need you, and I'm very serious. You need to text me the name of that person when we're done.
All right.
I need to remember who I said that to.
We'll do that. Okay.
I'm very supportive of the young people. You know that.
You are. What do you have a favorite Christmas movie, Jim?
A favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, that's a great question. Boy, I don't know if I do, Pete. I wish I had this question in advance so I could have asked my wife if I do.
You really got to go to the well that deep for a favorite Christmas movie?
I don't know. What's Love Actually? That's a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a Christmas movie. That's a good one.
I like that movie.
Trading Places, It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Vacation, Home Alone.
I like Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Do I have a favorite Christmas movie? I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite. I don't know. If, like, hey, let's sit down and watch that to get me in the mood.
Yeah.
I don't think I do, Pete. I apologize.
I kind of love that you don't, because most people I've asked this whole season, they have it right there.
No.
But I kind of like that you don't really necessarily have one. Last thing for you, buddy. Do you have a Christmas song you never need to hear again?
You know what? I love the song Last Christmas by Wham.
Great song.
I don't like it by anybody else. Yeah. Like, I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I love Taylor Swift. Even her version, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear the Wham version.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Wow, that's great. And I could totally see that. Yeah, I could totally see that. Jim, this is so much fun. Thank you for coming on. Take care of those teeth. And I'll go shirt shopping. We'll forget this ever happened, and we'll move forward.
Happy holidays.
You too, buddy.
See you, pal. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. That's Jimmy Pardo. Check out the Never Not Funny podcast, and let's see if we can get Jimmy in Wisconsin here doing stand-up. He's very funny. That was fun. So is this shirt really that? I had to stave off laughing.
It's hard to look at.
I knew he was going to say that.
It's hard to look at.
Hard to look at? I mean, it's not a great shirt, but it's serviceable.
Now that it's like... Can't even catch on fire with it.
I don't know that, actually. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
from the center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. For some, the Memorial Day weekend was a washout. For others, it was a watch for dangerous storms and tornadoes. ABC's Danny Beckstrom.
Tornado watches in effect in central Texas. Severe thunderstorm watches from New Mexico and West Texas to Mississippi and Alabama, while flooding remains a big concern in the entire region. These strong storms track east into the overnight hours, impacting Austin and Dallas by 9 p.m. local time, with damaging wind, very large hail, and a few tornadoes possible throughout the lower Mississippi Valley into early Tuesday.
Campgrounds and a horse ranch were evacuated today as wildfires swept through a Civil War-era historical site in southern New Mexico. Authorities say ground crews, air tankers, and helicopters helped contain the blaze that damaged several buildings at the Fort Stanton historical site. The wildfire scorched more than a half square mile at the site and surrounding conservation lands managed by the Federal Bureau of Land Management. This is ABC News.
A big win at home for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers held on to a 3-2 win over the Boston Red Sox. Things got started early. Jackson Churio in the leadoff spot, bottom of the first. And the first pitch to him on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive! Deep left center! Welcome to Memorial Day!
Churio's first ever career leadoff home run and the first this season for the crew. Did that set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
And D.L. Hall making his first appearance since coming off the IL. Closer Trevor McGill on getting the win before a sold-out crowd of over 40,000.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that today. Thank you for the fans for coming out today.
That's the Brewers' Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works when you plant.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the upper 40s. Cloudy tomorrow with a few showers, even some thunder, high upper 60s. Better shower chance Wednesday, highs to the mid 60s. Heat returns to the area for the rest of the upcoming week. It's 67 right now.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe, your host for this evening's program. Steady Eddie checks in with a text that says, Pete, for me, Field of Dreams was just a little corny and just a bit outside. Major League, starring Bob Uecker, was hilarious and right down Wisconsin Avenue. Good point, Steady Eddie. He says, and though I haven't seen it yet, I understand just a bit outside is a grand salami home run. That's all I got for Nightlight tonight, Pete. So it's time for me to get up, and get out of here. Gone for Steady Eddie. Is that what Uecker used to say?
Yeah.
Mike, does that sound familiar?
Yes, indeed. And now that Steady Eddie mentioned it, Field of Dreams, that's my favorite baseball movie ever.
There you go.
Steady Eddie.
Yeah. Steady Eddie is a resourceful guy and very helpful. Did you see The Sandlot, Mike? That was mine.
Adam Sandler, maybe. Yeah, maybe. David Spade, yeah.
No.
Like a bunch of kids, huh? No, that's some other baseball
that's
movie.
Some other baseball movie you're thinking
okay.
of.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
All right, so Tony the trucker thought he got mixed or he got confused or sent the wrong thing. He says, tell Mike my mistake. Rusty's, it was Rusty's where he tended bar. Kelly's was the local hamburger joint. So do you remember Rusty's?
Yeah, I worked at Rusty's. That's why I DJed at Rusty's. And now that it's all coming together, I remember Tony. He was a big, handsome, strong hunk of a man.
Wow.
And even if he wasn't, you know, who could be upset by that description?
Very well said. And thank you, Tony. On the stream, Dave says Field of Dreams for me. Then he said Hot Mike. You know, Dave, I think to me, I like when people can kind of hear during the break the goings on of the ambience at the radio station. And that's what I'll say, even though we probably just forgot to hit a switch or something. Mike Mercury is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is a Madison-based stand-up comedian, very funny guy, and a great writer, too. You sounded like you had a lot you wanted to get to, Mike. And you said I should just ask you what's up. Oh, I can't hear you now, Mike. Mike's got the floor and I can't hear him. Is your mic off?
Yeah, I think he accidentally muted his mic.
I want to call him Ryan Gosling because he has Ryan Gosling on his. You took something out of your ear and then we missed you, Mike. Maybe the earbuds. Wouldn't be the earbuds though, would it?
I think he accidentally muted himself.
So Mike Conrad thinks you muted yourself. That sounds obscene.
I see it.
There you go.
I don't know how that happened. My apologies.
Oh, that's all right.
I am technologically advanced, I don't know how that happened.
It was just fun to see the name Ryan Gosling while you were searching for the the on button for your mic. So what is going on? You got something on your mind tonight. It sounds like you're here on the perfect night.
Yeah, nothing. I don't have anything specific. I've been busy. It's a busy time of year.
Oh, great.
By the way, I'm going to throw in a plug. I'm heading up your way. I'll be driving through Marinette on Thursday, but I'll be in Friday night. I'll be at Bay Mills Casino way out in the UP. It's an easy 4-hour drive from Green Bay. So come on over.
What?
Yeah, that's right. It's
4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours. So it's no big deal. Just come on over. It's a show. It's Eastern time zone. So you got to leave an hour early. Yeah.
Where? What city in the UP is that in? Is that like Marquette?
It's not a city. It's on a Native American reservation, if I'm not mistaken, on the bay of it's Lake Superior, and there's a bay that comes off of that. Maybe it's called Mills because the little village is Bay Mills, and it's a casino, and they have gambling and alcohol and all the things that people up there love.
Yeah.
And they love to do.
And comedy.
And before you go there, you stop at the weed store, and then you can get high and drunk and gamble all at once because that's what voters want.
Or just go in there and empty your pockets out and leave and save yourself the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when is that, Mike? That's exciting.
That's Friday night. This Friday night, wow. April, whatever that day is. April, I don't know, 10th, 11th, 12th,
probably the 9th or 10th. I think it's the 10th.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. So I've been getting, in fact, I was doing some planning today, and I thought maybe today I should go to the gym. And then I was like, I am in no shape to go to the gym. I would have to get into shape just to go to the gym. So I did not go to the gym. Instead, you know what I did? Because the Girl Scouts came around, we still get people coming to our house and there's, you know, it's Girl Scout cookie time. So I ate Girl Scout cookies and they're delicious as ever. They seem to have been victimized by the shrinkflation of the mint cookies are now roughly the size of a quarter. But the good news is, you know, one serving size is approximately one box. So you could just eat. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You just eat them.
It's like a sleeve of cookies is one serving size.
Yeah, I think that's about right. And I don't normally eat a whole sleeve of cookies. I'm trying to be healthy, and I watch. You know, I'm not the most well-informed guy, but I've been watching. I get a lot of my information from commercials. That's where I get a lot of my information. And I've been seeing this Jardiance commercial over and over. Have you seen the Jardiance commercial?
No.
They have. Yeah, it's a medication for I think it's for diabetes if I'm not mistaken. And they have very high tech, big production commercials. It's got a whole cast of big people that are happy and they dance and they sing along and they have their own song and they look so damn happy. It looks like so much fun. Every time I see one, I'm like, God damn it. I wish I had type 2 diabetes. I really, I can't believe how much fun they're having. And so I'm working on that. So I'm going to get another box of Girl Scout cookies and see if I can get some Jardiance.
Some traction. That's the funny part is like, I feel that way with insurance commercials. Like the insurance industry is basically the mafia. It's a racket. It's you're paying for protection. And, you know, when something happens, they say, well, you know, maybe we'll cover it. It's like, wait a minute. What? Okay. But Geico and these insurance companies. It's like, God, people are having so much fun with their insurance company. I have USAA and it's like, you know, it's a very boring company. I think I'm missing the boat.
Yeah, everything in TV land is super fun and energetic and full of surprises, but happy surprises.
Right. Do you, Mike? Do you feel sorry for billionaires?
Was that a serious question?
I mean, based on your Substack, and I'm with you. I hear a lot of billionaires complaining, regardless of which side of the aisle, they can't catch a break.
Yeah, they can't catch a break. No, I listen. It's the billionaires. So I've probably in my Substack, which by the way you can find it. I think mikemercury.substack.com. The last few months, or probably since last fall, I've definitely gotten a little more political than I like to be.
Okay.
And when I say that, it's because. The politics has become so dominating in everything last 6 months or whatever. I mean,
it's reality
more
TV.
Than ever.
Yeah.
It's reality TV and you cannot avoid it as much as I try to avoid it. I will go for a week maybe without watching the news at all, just to try and avoid some of the stuff because I find things, upsetting in some regards and tiresome and redundant and whatever. And I don't like all the players, but I turned on the news last night, the local news. I thought the local news, that'll be safe enough. And I tuned in a little late. I tuned in just in time to see the weather report. And the guy, the weatherman, was it's severe weather awareness week this week in the state or in the country, I think. So the weatherman was describing the differences between a watch and a warning by comparing them to tacos and their readiness to eat. This is absolutely true. And I watched it. I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen on local TV. And that's, you know, that's saying something. And so afterwards I went to bed. I'm like, oh my God, how we're so dumb that they have to show us pictures of tacos in order to grasp the concept of what a tornado watch might be, when to go to the basement. And then I got up this morning and it still bothered me. So I went and did a search on Google. If you search taco watch, taco warning, and it turns out that there were hundreds of results from all over the country. Wow. Other weather station, other TV weathermen, weather people, and media outlets have been using the exact same graphic with the tacos to help people understand the differences for years. This has been going on for years. And I saw that and I was like, I found a Reddit comment, whatever. I don't know what they call the Reddit, you know, a Reddit thread, and some of the Redditors were commenting about how they had seen this taco comparison and it for the first time in their lives helped them to understand the difference between a watch and a warning. And I went, oh my God, Darwin was wrong, because these people,
wow,
yeah, it's helping dumb people stay alive.
We have the graphic up that you used on your Substack,
yeah,
Mike.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's right there.
Just
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I could figure out the difference between a watch and a warning. I'm pretty sure I had that figured out by the time I was about 9.
I don't know. Is that like one of those, it's 3 tacos, we need to get to the basement? Like, you're right. It's so insulting. Like, how stupid are we?
Oh my God.
Wow. Did they explain how they got the tacos or why they used tacos?
No. So I missed the first part of it. So perhaps there was some setup. Maybe the guy, you know, it was tongue in cheek. Hey, this is pretty funny. But after I discovered that this has been in widespread use for multiple years all over the country, I was like, oh no, this is no accident. This is a well choreographed, you know, the Department of Stupidity, whatever department that is, decided they should issue this as a way to help people not get killed in a tornado or something. I don't know. It's unbelievable.
It could also backfire and say, no, if we eat tacos, it's cool. We don't have to go to the basement, because apparently if we eat tacos, yeah, then we're yeah, safe. Like, yeah. And if they think we're that, yeah, stupid, that's not much of a leap to think people could actually think that. Right. Hey, you had a gig in Waukegan you wrote about, too. We converted the casino or something. I thought that was really funny.
Oh, yeah, it was in Waukegan. It wasn't a converted casino. It was a place that got that they, you know, the whoever owns it got a permit to build a casino. And then sued. They were sued by a Native American group in Wisconsin who also wanted to build a casino in the general vicinity. I think they wanted to put theirs in Beloit. This one was in Waukegan. So they sued them. So instead, the people in Waukegan threw up basically an inflatable tent because they wanted to get theirs open right away and start bringing in some income while they settled the lawsuit. And anyway, they've settled the lawsuit apparently, and this one in Waukegan won. And now they're going to build a real place, but it takes several years. And so anyway, it was basically in the parking lot across the street from a Walmart. It looked like a giant, you know, those big white plastic tubes that farmers store their
reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Attention Badger fans, memories are made at Camp Randall, so bring your group and be part of the action this fall. Whether you're planning your team outing or just looking to get together with your crew, Badger football group experiences are your ticket to unforgettable moments and new traditions. Take advantage of discounts and exclusive game day experiences when you lock in your group tickets today. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in at more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. We are in the home stretch here with our friend Mike Mercury. Tom from New Berlin says, Mr. Baseball, we love Japan. I don't know that movie, Tom, but we did Google it. Conrad and I discussed it. And there must be a Japan reference in there we don't get, but that's a Tom Selleck movie from Tom. And then Brian from Green Bay says, with your bumper, I still wake up at night thinking people owe me for my paper route for the Eagle Herald and the Journal Sentinel in Marinette. I have not had a paper route for 35 years. You must be doing okay, Brian. I still have mine. Yeah, we should maybe retire that bumper for a little bit, Conrad. Let's put it on pause. We'll snooze it for 30 days, as they say.
Hey, I'm just going to do the sex one. Every single night.
You already are. So, but Brian, I don't want Brian to have post-traumatic stress from his paper out. I totally understand where he's coming from. Folks, Mike Mercury is here, and tomorrow night on the show, we have, who do we have, Conrad? We've got Tim Schweigel, filmmaker and activist for Incentive Wisconsin, the Film Incentives Crew. Tim is very active in that. And then Rob Thomas, from Madison, will join us tomorrow night at 7:20. We got a whole Madison thing going here, Mike. There's a lot of you people. I got to have them all on the show.
And Rob Thomas knows a thing or two about movies.
Yeah.
I know nothing. He knows every movie. He'd probably know that Tom Selleck movie. I had not heard of that one either.
Yeah, I kind of remember it, but I kind of don't. But what are you watching anything on TV you could recommend? Are you a binge watcher, Mike?
Well, you know what? We were just my wife and I were just talking about it because I sort of have gotten to the point where I kind of prefer the binge watching as opposed to where they drop an episode and then you have to wait a week. you know, which is when we were kids, that's how everything was. You would watch one half hour, or if it was a comedy, or an hour if it was a drama, probably. Mm-hmm. Then you'd have to wait a whole week. And so I like to binge watch. How, that said, we just watched the recent third season of White Lotus, which you cannot binge watch. You can now.
You can now. Yeah.
It finished on Sunday.
I was waiting for that reason. I want to watch them all if I want to watch them. Yeah. So I held off, and now I kind of have heard stuff. But what was your take on the season?
So this is the benefit of not having a great memory for the detail, because season one and two, I remember them being good and enjoyable and funny and all those things, but I don't really remember enough details. So this season I'm watching three and I'm like, I think I like this one best. And it was mainly because that's what I was watching now. I think that's the only reason, because my wife and son both said they thought that the either one or two were better seasons overall. I think, and that's fairly common though, especially when you have a new series. There's a new series of something or a new movie that's good. The first time you see it, there's the novelty that is there. And by the time you see the third season or the third sequel or whatever, that novelty doesn't exist anymore. And so it's just got to be, the material has to be so strong to be compelling, to be as compelling as it was the first season or first movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I finished season two. For whatever reason, I put it off for well over a year. And I did laugh at Jennifer Coolidge, just the way she died after killing all those guys to protect her fortune and not give it to her husband. And then her last words in life were, "You've got this." And she tried to jump into the boat and conked her head. That's not funny, but I laugh because it's so dark and it's just so, I did not see that coming. All she had to do was stay on the boat and wait to be rescued, and she'd still have $500 million. So I love the writing on that show. But where would you rank the third season, Mike, comparatively to the other two?
It was good to me. I think the was Jennifer Coolidge, that storyline, that was season two primarily. Yeah. Cause she was in season one, but she really owned season two.
Yes.
So I think season two would be the top one.
Okay.
This season three, there's some great acting as always, some great writing, some terrific characters. It's super interesting.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, maybe it doesn't feel quite as fresh as it did in season one or whatever. So
I totally get that.
I liked it a lot.
Tony, the trucker says, Mike described me to a T. If he ever becomes famous enough to need a bodyguard, I'm all in. He is. He's Ryan Gosling, Tony. Mike, this was fun. Thank you as always, buddy. Good luck. You can see Mike up at the Bay Mills Casino Friday the 10th. That's this Friday. And it's on Lake Superior. I actually look for it on a map. They don't really, on their website, they don't really say what town they're in, unless it's called Bay Mills, which could be.
There's a little village, and I think the village is Bay Mills.
Okay.
And it used to be that the Google map would drive you right into the lake. So hopefully it's been updated.
Well, if there's an empty stage, we'll know what happened. Mike, knock him dead, blow the roof off the joint, and come back and see us real soon, buddy. Always fun.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Conrad. Say hi to your mom.
Good night, Ryan. He didn't mean that. He meant because your mom texts the show. He wasn't trying to make a your mom joke. But you know what? I wouldn't put that past Mike. He's that kind of guy. He used to talk about my mom all the time. And we had an arm wrestle and then a leg wrestle, and we figured it out. Hey, thank you to Mike Mercury. We'll be back tomorrow night with more fun on Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. More details are emerging in the alleged U.S. Embassy bombing attempt in Tel Aviv. ABC's Stephanie Ramos tells us the suspect, Joseph Neumeier, a U.S.-German dual national, was there for weeks before the arrest.
Authorities say Neumeier arrived in Israel in April. He was deported to the U.S. and arrested by the FBI at JFK Airport this weekend. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison.
A sixth inmate has now been captured in that brazen New Orleans jailbreak. 10 men escaping more than a week ago. 9 people have now been charged in connection with the escape. ABC's Trevor Ault.
Police in New Orleans releasing video taking 4 people into custody, one of them accused of assisting 2 escapees. An inmate, Trayvon Williams, is also accused of supplying a blanket and a shirt to help the escapees climb over the facility's razor wire fencing. The arrest warrant saying he entered the cell where the escapees had left the message, "Too easy."
This is ABC News. As millions of Americans fly for the Memorial Day weekend, some U.S.-bound flights